Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the SegaBex pre-E3 podcast. With me today are George.
That's me.
Barry the Nomad.
Yo.
And Jason Barry, a.k.a. Shigemoto, a.k.a. Jason the Jackass. Personally,
Hello.
I think the last name suits him the best, but today we will, of course, be discussing E3. To start, why don't we talk about non-Sega games we're looking forward to at E3, and remember, let's keep this short.
I should probably start it off then. Probably Assassin's Creed Revelations, Children of Eden. Actually, not too many non-Sega games. Mostly looking forward to Big 3 announcements. And I think Nintendo is probably going to come out on top in the Big 3. And I think Microsoft and Sony are going to fight off for second. But that's the last. And that's the only thing. That's it. That's short.
Nice.
Barry, you go next.
All right.
Barry.
I really can't think of much that I'm looking forward to outside of Sega. I'm interested to see what Nintendo has to offer, but I'm probably not going to buy the new console for another 5 years until it goes on sale at GameStop or something. I'm looking forward to the PlayStation 1 just because I want to buy into the console once, The Last Guardian comes out, if it ever comes out. And Microsoft, I mean, I know it's going to suck, but I am looking forward to some of the Kinect games just because I already have the hardware. It's going to be... What?
Kinect?
Kinect. That's it.
Yeah, I know, my Kinect, I know, that's all.
That's it.
I hate Kinect, that's it.
You do?
I got Kinect.
All right, okay, next.
We should play some Kinect games together. We could do some Kinect adventures after this. It would be fun.
I'm not even going to say anything, man. Let's just go.
Okay. Looking forward to Batman Arkham City. Looks really good. Battlefield 3, just because the graphics just look so incredible. I think Nintendo's going to win this one with Project Cafe. It looks really good.
Want to
see what... I think Microsoft will have a big surprise for us. I think there's going to be at least a $50 price drop on the 360 and possibly a $100 price drop on PlayStation 3 because GameStop's recently been giving out like these $100 coupons off of like certain PS3 models to some of their customers. So I think that's an indication to me anyway. And the rest, of course, I'm looking forward to what Sega's has to offer.
And now my turn. Halo.
Remake?
And the cafe, but mostly Halo.
The remake?
Yes, I will kill several small babies to play the remake at E3.
Are you serious right now?
Halo HD.
I love the original Halo. Come on.
You're the one that gave me crap for buying the God of War collection.
I didn't give crap for buying the God of War collection.
Somebody did. Anyway.
Speaking of Halo, I also am interested in seeing what Bungie has available for Activision, or if they even announced that at this year's E3.
I hear Bungie's not even going to be there, so probably not. I'm also looking forward to the cafe and the NGP, or the PlayStation Vita, as it's been rumored to be called. And
okay,
so, you know, I'm really looking forward to trying out the new consoles.
Should call it PlayStation Vista.
The Vita!
Oh, God!
Vita. Are
you serious? All right,
Don't cry for me, Sony fanboys.
Sega games we are looking forward to see. And I think, Barry, you start this one off.
All right. I'm looking forward to that, what's that Sonic game coming out? I don't know what it's about, but he's got, like, his little boy with him. That one looks good.
Oh, the one where he's a parent? The parent sim game?
Well, he's with his son, and they're back in time.
I read the GameSpot
review
about the Sonic. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Sonic to the Future, yeah.
Yeah.
Did I miss something? Are you people screwing with me?
No, I'm Sonic Generations. I'm looking forward to that. I'm hoping they at least reveal 2 to 3 new levels because I'm kind of getting sick of Green Hill Zone.
You can't get sick of Green Hill Zone. That's what every Sonic fan loves. Rehashing it in every single goddamn game.
Well, it's not as bad as Mario, at least.
True.
Sick of that. But no, Sonic Generations, I'm looking forward to Shinobi, even though I don't have a 3DS and probably won't get one for a while. And it's actually, I'm surprised they're not doing a, well, we'll get into that later, but they're not doing a press conference. They haven't done one for what, like 6 years or whatever? I don't know how long, but yeah, those two.
Okay, George.
Jason goes, I want to go left.
Okay, Jason, go.
All right, number one is going to be, of course, Sonic Generations, and I'm interested in seeing what we get to see behind closed doors. That, even though we won't be able to get to play that, it still looks really interesting. Both the HD versions and the 3DS. I'm also real interested in the 3DS version. Shinobi 3DS, of course, and the Platinum Games. Oh, God. Something.
Anarchy Reigns.
Anarchy Reigns, yes. Because I love Vanquish and I love Bayonetta, so I can't wait to try that out.
Nice.
And Captain America on the HD actually looks really good. It's been getting good word of mouth.
So you're playing the Wii version when we get to the Wii.
I don't want to play the Wii version.
You're playing it. Come on.
It's by the friggin' B team of High Voltage. Their A team isn't exactly hot.
A quality either. Anyway. Knuckles, you want us to do the next
thing? No, no, George, you haven't said anything yet, have you?
Well, okay, I want to introduce the next topic, but I can do it if you want me to.
I haven't had to talk about my favorite set of games coming to E3 either. So, okay. You know, Steve and Lead and...
You want me to go, then?
Yeah, talk about your favorite games, man.
First one is going to be Binary Domain, because it's by, the Yakuza producer.
Right.
And you can never do anything wrong, so there you go. And then it's going to be Anarchy Reigns. Then I guess a Shinobi game, but that's about it. That's it, yeah.
Okay, well, for me, it's definitely Shinobi 3DS, Sonic Generations, and Anarchy Reigns. I'm really looking forward to seeing Shinobi because I love Shinobi 3, and I love retro revivals of old Sega franchises that we think they've forgotten by now. Mm-hmm. It's great to see. I really hope that they don't fuck it up.
Also, the Indians game looks pretty cool, so right. I'm pretty excited.
Ah, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Talking about announcements. According to, I forgot who on Twitter, one of the community managers said that there's still going to be surprises at E3.
Yes, I was gonna say that, and hopefully there's probably going to be some surprises going to take the cake for me.
So,
and,
I mean, like, what,
Sonic 4?
So the question would be, like, what would you guys want to see at E3 if they showed a surprise? Sonic 4 Episode 2, and I finally see a little bit of it. It helps change not crap. Three.
Yes.
That's a given.
Sonic Adventure 3.
Theo comes home.
How about realistically?
No.
Jet Set Radio 3.
Realistically.
Panzer Dragoon. Come on, Sega. Give us one.
I think realistically, what we're going to get is a couple more Sega Saturn ports and like a few Dreamcast ports.
I wouldn't mind that.
Yeah. Hopefully we'll see a Sonic Adventure 2 Xbox Live port. Because that's one that...
That's very possible.
Yeah. And plus, they didn't screw it up like they did with Sonic Adventure 3, Sonic Adventure DX, where they made it even buggier when they ported it. Mm-hmm. I can't believe they were able to manage that.
I didn't even know why they released that game, but all right. What's the next up? Moving on.
Shinobi 3DX.
Right.
Oh, yes. I'm going to start off this beautiful discussion.
Go for it.
Sure.
I think this game's getting a lot of hate. Okay, the graphics aren't amazing, but I think they're sticking to the roots of the game, you know, making it simple, 2D, well, 2.5D. And they're using the extreme, I guess, side of the Shinobi franchise, like jumping on missiles, riding on horses, fighting robotic sharks. Which I think seems all positive, and they're even going to have a lot of unlockables, which is a pretty cool way to extend the time limit of a game.
Mm-hmm.
So far, I'm excited for it. Of course, the horses are in the same room as Sonic 3, as people have been complaining about, but I think little things like that don't really matter overall in the whole game.
No.
I'd rather wait. I can't say if it's shit controls until I play it. It looks fine to me. And a lot of people can say positive previews about it.
Oh, yeah. Even the Destructoid people are liking it, and they can be a little picky.
Are they robotic sharks with lasers on their freaking head?
Oh, yes. And that is very Shinobi, I might add. I mean, from the franchise that allowed us to fight Godzilla, Spider-Man, and Batman all in the same game.
Aren't the afterburner?
Yeah, definitely keeping the over-the-topness of the series in graphics.
From a game that lets you fight Spider-Man and Batman, and this one's the one that's too American, apparently, like pretty people.
I'm really digging the art style. A lot of people are criticizing the graphics, but I think, especially once we really see it in motion on a screen, we're gonna see what they're trying to do with it.
I think it's like
a cel shaded Okami type game more than a realistic dark game like the Shinobi PS2 game, which I think is ugly.
I don't think he's gonna win the graphic awards, obviously not, but it's gonna be kinda like that one Sega game that got bashed for graphics when it came out, Field of Magic. It had an artistic style to it and everybody got all angry about it. Said that the DS could do a lot more, same thing with the 3DS. So who cares at the end of the day?
Yeah.
I go check out the video called Extra Credits, and they do a graphics versus aesthetics. And why sometimes an art style is a lot better to do than something super realistic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, art style really matters a lot more than the actual graphics of the game. I mean, just look at Nights into Dreams on the Saturn. That game, it could be run on a cell phone now. Not even an iPad, but like an N-Gage or something. But the actual aesthetics of the game really make it beautiful, even by today's standards, because it has such a neat art style, so many beautiful colors flowing around in it.
Well, I remember there was a mini game on the Game Boy Advance, and that was enjoyable, even though it was a crappy little 5-minute level of the whatever that is, Splash Garden.
And man, it really pisses me off that I can't find any way to download that.
Really, I've gotten it to play on emulators.
Well, I want to play on an actual Game Boy.
Oh.
I'm really hardcore old school like that. I want to use the hardware. I guess I'll probably just accept it up. Yeah. Okay, we're getting off topic.
I just wanted to say about the Shinobi 3DS. I think, despite all the criticism that it's getting, and the gameplay sounds great, the really good thing is that we're actually getting a new game of a franchise that isn't Sonic the Hedgehog. Yeah. And that isn't an arcade port like Sega Rally Online Arcade, but it's not a true sequel in that sense. And so it's kind of nice to look. I mean, Wikipedia is a stupid place to look, but I always like to check it out and see the lineup of all the games in the series. And it's really great to actually see something that is like 2011 Shinobi showing up there with all the other games. And it's not just like, oh yeah, this is a port of the arcade 2006 release or something like that. So hopefully, if this goes over well, we can get other games. I actually want to see Alex Kidd return.
Did you know that the protagonist for this game is actually Joe Musashi's father, Shirichiro Musashi? I forget his name. It was another Musashi.
Yeah, that's cool, too. I like that they're building off of the game, even though they're going backwards. Because hasn't Joe done everything? Didn't they have a game where it was like his final mission?
No, well, maybe. Was that Shinobi 3, Return of the Ninja Master?
I think so.
I've never completed that, so I wouldn't know.
Well, the problem is that my only complaint is that Shinobi franchise is, really confusing because of the titles of the games.
Yeah.
Like, why do they just call it Shinobi 3DS? Like, they're going to call it that.
And it's the old logo, too, so people are going to think it's a port of the PlayStation 2 game.
Yeah, it's like... The return of the Shinobi.
Some of these Japanese companies just like to have a nice long subtitle. In fact, Oh, right. News just came out about Sonic Generations and, what's it called, like White Knight, some crap or something?
White Space and Time.
Yeah, something like white people are awesome.
I said it sounded racist on Sonic Stadium. People downvoted me, so.
Probably gonna get banned now.
No, I'm from good. They like me.
Yeah, we love you over at Sonic Stadium, Barry. Yeah, we won't bang you.
I have 1,000, close to 1,100 reps, so whatever.
I have no reps. They banned me right away when I joined.
Yeah, well.
When you mentioned Sega Rally, I think you're right. But I think that is probably the first Saturn port, because except for the high-definition graphics, it's pretty much exactly like the old Saturn game.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, down to the game over, yeah!
I thought that this was based off of the PS3 Sega Rally.
You mean the Sega Rally Revo or whatever they call it?
Yeah.
I think it's based on the engine, but it's like a port. They use the engine, I guess, to make.
Oh.
I'm not sure.
So it's actually an HD remake of the Saturn original?
It's kind of a, they pick and choose from all the games.
Actually, when you go to freaking E3, remember to ask the guys that are doing the Rise of Nightmare who's developing it?
Seriously, yeah.
I forgot. I was going to forget.
Well, you know, just write, I've been asking people to write down a series of questions you want me to ask.
I'll do it tonight.
Okay. Now, Shinobi 3, now, are we done with Shinobi 3DS?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. We're on Guardian Heroes Saturn now.
What's that? Yeah. Chucking around.
Nice. Guardian Heroes, beat them up for making for Xbox Live.
I had the original. It's an awesome game.
Yeah, I was able to get the original for about $40 about a year ago.
That's not bad.
You know what's funny? I sold the 360 head because there wasn't any exclusive, like, you know, big games coming out. and I regret it because Microsoft is, like, the best, like, digital online, like, downloadable, you know, lineup ever.
Yeah.
Like, it's a ridiculous. Now I'm all, like, sad. But I have a 360 that's broken. It doesn't exist. I might use that.
That works.
If you get a slim is not going to fail on you. I've had my slim about a year now. And it's whisper quiet. They're really good. But it's pretty funny that, I'm saying, like, I was kind of angry about the port when I first, when I read it, I always read it, like, I always read everything super positive. Like, I read that it was going to be a remake, like, everything was going to be remade, and I was like, oh, man, about time.
Oh.
And, because I just assumed, because that's what he did with their other games, Treasure.
Yeah.
And, I see this filtered, like, screenshots on NeoGAF, and I'm like, fuck this shit.
That looked really shitty. I mean, it's fine now, but at the time, I don't know what they were thinking. I don't know who did that, community team or Treasure, who was like,
yeah,
show them this.
And then after I knew the fact that that was not going to be, you know, the case, because with every single classic Genesis port, they're putting these horrible filters that you have the option for, but nobody wants that option. And then when I saw it on GameSpot or something, it was pretty good. So I'm happy.
Nice.
And now I'm hearing word about them. They're saying if this sells well, they might be looking into doing a sequel to Guardian Heroes.
That'd be amazing.
People are going to complain, though, that it's too much like the original, just like they did with Gunstar Superheroes. That was a great game.
They got pretty good reception with Sin and Punishment too.
Did it sell?
I don't know if it sold. Probably not. I mean, it's a rail shooter.
Yeah, I played that. It wasn't my thing. I just didn't care for it.
Well, I loved it. I'm always big on rail shooters, especially since we don't get very many of them anymore.
Barry, have you played that game yet?
No, I haven't.
It's like $10 right now on buy.com, so free shipping.
I'll check that out.
I'd play it.
Nice.
Anyway, we're getting off topic a little. Guardian Heroes, the longest. Anything else you really got to say about that?
Well,
I think it's good that they ported it just because it's so expensive on eBay that even if you buy a Saturn and the game, I mean, how much is it? Like 800 points?
Yeah, that's nothing.
Yeah, that's like $10, so it's like really good price. Even if you buy it on eBay, you'd be paying $30.
See, I'd much prefer to
60
have
at least for that one.
I prefer to have rare, expensive games released than popular ones. Like, Sonic Adventure comes out, and yet I still can't play stuff like Propeller Arena or Cosmic Smash, you know?
That's what I didn't understand, though. Like, where did this come from? Like, I'm not trying to be negative. I'm glad it's coming out, but, like, mm-hmm. nobody was asking for Guardian Heroes. Like, I don't think there was any, like, big protest, like, this game has to come out.
Yeah.
Like,
well, you know?
It makes me feel bad for the Knights guys. Like, they're all, like, doing this campaign.
Oh, no.
Huge campaign, and all of a sudden it's like, hey, what's up, bros? Oh, yeah, he's Guardian Heroes. Whatever.
Well, you know what? We, in 3 years in coming up, maybe we'll get a surprise announcement. I mean,
a remake of Knights first with the kid platform.
I don't understand why they go to the trouble of porting Knights into Dreams onto the PlayStation 2, and then they leave it in Japan as a small special edition release. I mean, how does that make any financial sense?
Because now that they ported it, it's easy to port that to another thing. It's PS2 is easy to port it, compared to Saturn.
And that version is actually better looking, too.
Get the game off the Saturn and onto the PlayStation. Now, they got all the hard work out of the way. Why don't they just bring it to the Xbox Live and PlayStation Network now?
It makes as much sense as Guardian Heroes being exclusive to the Xbox Live or good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really think that needs to get ported to the PlayStation Network and PBS.
Harry, you can joke about PSN being down. You can't port to something that's not there.
Kevin Butler. No, I don't understand why they're doing a poll to ask people if they want it on PSN. It's like, obviously, anyone who doesn't have an Xbox and has a PlayStation and wants the game. It's kind of a weird poll.
My favorite part is the comments. They're like, I never heard of this game, so I don't know. It's like, oh, thanks for asking.
I'll bet it has no sway whatsoever. It's probably an exclusive thing, and then it'll appear on...
Yeah, I think so too. But then that's the same thing I said about Outrun, and that never came out.
Yeah.
Oh well.
You don't seem sadder about that. It actually came out in Europe for PSN, just not in America. It made no sense.
Remember the Shadow the Hedgehog poll? What's your favorite Sonic character? And Shadow came in second, and then we got this wonderful game featuring Shadow the Hedgehog, where he's blowing the heads off of aliens.
I have that.
You never know what they might be thinking with these polls.
It's my favorite third-person shooter ever.
It's nice.
What's interesting is Sonic Stadium did the same kind of poll, and Shadow was like number 5 or number 10. He's way back in the list.
Nice.
Oh, we hate Shadow. Shadow's a fiend. They really kill his credibility as Sonic Heroes and Shadow the Hedgehog.
I can't wait for him to show up in Generations with a bike. And I'm Sonic, just hanging out.
Hop on,
I'll teach you.
I think the way they're going to treat the extra characters in Generations is the way they treated the humans in the Unleashed, and that's just they're in hub worlds. Just talk to you, they give you missions and stuff.
That'd be cool.
That's pretty much it. Yeah, I'd be very cool with that.
Could we segue into Sonic Generations from here?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay.
Let's do it.
I don't understand why they are now making Sonic games where we only play as Sonic. I mean, I realize that people were complaining about playing as a fat fishing cat and a
little robot. Last game we had
Sonic 06, and we played as Sonic, Shadow, Silver, Blaze,
Tails.
Mega, Tails.
I just want to get to play as Knuckles. Is that so much to ask? I mean, give him all the same things, except, of course, because Knuckles is a lot cooler than Sonic.
Yeah.
Also, let him hide and climb and stuff.
You know what Sega should do? They should wise up.
They just stop Sonic style, but let us play as Knuckles and Tails for those lamos who like Tails. Tails is very.
Sega should wise up. They should just sell skins. They go over the characters. They pay like $5 a skin, but they make a lot more.
Yeah.
I'd buy that for $1.
I would totally buy it.
They should have just made it Shadow the Hedgehog skin available.
Dude, it's obvious that Beat the Cat didn't get his own game. I mean, he was in Sega and Sonic All-Star Racing. That's pretty much confirmed it for me.
Yeah, that's it.
Beat the Cat.
The only one I'd ever want to play as is Sonic, Tails, Knuckles, or Blaze, and that's pretty much it.
Well, Beat the Cat at a PlayStation Move game.
Yeah, Sega Bath Machine port, but just a big cat.
That'd be nice.
No.
You'd probably smell a lot more.
Epic fishing game with this, like, epic storyline where Big has to save the world by fishing.
By fishing?
I buy
yes, it. Yes, he fishes for
things. My kid just fell in that well, and it was like, I need a fisherman. He comes in, he saves it, and I was like, you really have a talent, kid.
I had an awesome idea for... I have an awesome idea for a video game called Finding Fish. It's a starts out as a fishing game, but once you get a large bass on your boat, he stands up on his little fins and goes, oh, no, you don't need, and you get to a huge fist fight, and it turns into a 2D brawler, and you got to punch the fish in order to keep it. How high were you when you came up with this idea?
Oh, and does it use the Virtual Fighter engine?
Yeah, there you go. And it has a illegal fish fighting arena for an extra mode.
Well, I would say about the extra playable characters, I just remember growing up, I didn't look at them as other characters, I just thought of them as Sonic with new powers. And now it seems like people are like, well, I want to have so-and-so in there because their backstory needs to be explored more. And I don't know.
There's like Sonic characters. Who gives a fuck about the backstory?
Yeah.
How dark are the comic books for that stuff?
Yeah. But my guess is that Sonic 4 Episode 2 is going to have Tails and Knuckles, and that's what's going to have all the haters crawling back because they want to play as the second character. Suck it.
I'm expecting Episode 2. You know, Episode 2 is going to have at least Metal Sonic as a villain. Everyone's pretty much expecting Tails. Yeah. I'll have Knuckles in the second one.
Knuckles is kind of gay, though, so it's okay.
Knuckles is the most awesomest Sonic character who's ever created.
How that go?
And you will respect
hey, I'm Knuckles, Gridlock. Sonic, I don't chuckle.
I'd rather flex my muscles.
Yes,
that's I'll hold his
tails. Can't hold the tail.
I'll break you down when you're in jail. I don't remember what he said.
Break it down whether there's something
there. That's an Ipig right there. That's an Ipig as rap song right there.
Oh,
we're only 33 minutes into this. You want to talk about another E3 game?
Sure, talk about an E3 game. Which one do you want to talk about?
We'll
talk about Anarchy Reigns. All everybody's looking forward to it.
Anarchy Reigns. I'll start out with this one. Well, actually, no, I really don't have much to say about Anarchy Reigns. I mean, I think we already talked about it in the last podcast. Why don't you story?
Me?
Yeah, you go.
I'm worried that, It was delayed recently, and I'm worried that they're just delayed and not because of the development. I think they're just worried that it's going to be outsold by the big two titans, Battlefield 3 and Modern Warfare 3.
I'm worried the possibility the reason it was delayed is because I'm hearing that Platinum Games is actually working on Metal Gear Rising right now.
What do you think about that?
It's getting pushed back.
I don't want
That's very interesting.
I don't think it's true, though. The site that from is not an incredible site, so I mean, Platinum Games, the reason they win with Sega is because they have control of doing their own franchises and working on them the way they wanted to, so why would they go to Konami to work on somebody else's franchise?
True. I'm not sure they need the cash. I really hope they stick with Sega for a long time, though.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
In regards to Anarchy Reigns, I really hope that it's being delayed for some sort of development reason myself, because a lot of people seem to forget when a game is delayed for marketing reasons, it doesn't really guarantee that it's going to get more development time. Because a game, when you start at a game, it has a set budget, and this means you have a set timetable. That's why you can't just delay a game whenever you want to, because it could cost you billions more than the game for several months to come. So hopefully they're just trying to polish it up, get the networking done.
Well, also if you delay it, you could get much more money. Look at Rockstar delayed Red Dead Redemption for what, 8 months?
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty big ass.
That all depends. Best looking open world games I played.
Yeah, it depends. If a game needs to be put on the back burner because it's just not ready, then that's what they got to do.
A lot of people are saying it's going to suck. What do you guys think?
No.
Anarchy Reigns? That's not going to suck.
I mean, I was on the fence, but every time they introduce a new character, I get more excited. I'm hoping that at least we get, like, a massive amount of characters, like Power Stone.
I'm predicting Bayonetta.
Yes, I really hope that they stick some Sega characters in there.
That'd be sweet.
I mean, why not Joe Musashi and some Streets of Rage characters?
Sega own that idea now? Anarchy Reigns, or is it like...
Well, as far as I know, every single IP that Platinum Games has created for Sega, Sega owns. I know that they own Bayonetta and Vanquish.
Yeah.
And Mad World, so I would assume that they probably own those too.
Makes sense, yeah.
Well, if they own Mad World, yeah, this has a lot of those characters.
But, you know, I hope that they include some Sega brawlers in there. I mean, can you imagine kicking some ass as Axel or Joe Musashi?
I think it'd be pretty cool if Sega had a network play of the game at E3. So you could actually play each other and, like, other people that are playing the line.
That'd be sweet.
Because that's basically the selling point of the game. It's going to be, like, what, a bigger Power Stone, I guess?
I'm pretty much betting that's going to be there, because when they had Vanquish going on like 5 to 10 screens at once. So, and that's just a single player game. So
is that up to the title?
Oh yeah, a lot of people checking that out. It didn't sell all that well. I mean, what was it, the second best selling title for Sega, I guess, but it was still pretty marginal.
Yeah. Well, across multiple platforms it sold, it ships, but for Sega that's as good as sold. 800,000 copies, which is okay from what I've
under a million,
read about this generation's expenses.
That's about the same thing that Enslaved for Namco did, and that game was, like, really badly, like, marketed.
Well, actually, Enslaved sold half as much, 400,000.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
That's sad. That's actually a good game.
Better. It didn't do too badly. Better.
Yeah, the problem with Namco is that they're, like, the most horrible publisher in the world, so they don't know how to, like, market anything.
How is Namco still in business? I mean,
I don't know.
Dragon
Ball Z is...
They basically make licensed Bandai games, they rehash Pac-Man and Galaga, and then they make Soul Calibur.
I'm guilty of pretty much buying every Pac-Man rehash, though, on the Pac-Man list, so I'll do that.
They're good.
I think I bought, like, one Pac-Man game for my Game Gear a couple years ago, and that's all I just needed, because it's Pac-Man! I mean, how much can you really do with the chip-munching formula?
I just bought Ms. Pac-Man for my Game Gear while I was at Frankincense, or at the Collector's Show, I should say, today, because people don't know what Frankincense.
So, you think Sega's going to have the best E3 lineup at a third party?
I think so.
Well, you know, we're Sega fans, so we are kind of biased. But
yeah.
But it seems like they have a new one coming in every 2 days that they're announcing that is exciting.
So what do you think? What does EA have besides Battlefield 3 that we already saw?
EA Sports.
I really don't follow EA.
I can't really tell you off of the top of my head. I mean, Sega had a great year as far as titles in 2010, so I can't wait to see what they got in 2011.
It's pretty funny, though, that the games I'm looking forward to most is, like, Microsoft's that project, what is it called? The Dragon, want to be Eden's Dragon game?
Oh, Project Draco. Draco Malfoy. Yeah.
It's funny that game and Children of Eden is, like, two of the top games, but they're, like, just wannabe Sega games.
They're, like, semi-sequels.
Well, they're from people who used to work for Sega.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, it's, like... I don't know.
I'm embarrassed to admit I want to see the Hulk Hogan Kinect game.
That would be fun.
That's for the big publishers, so, I mean, that's a great quality product.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I'm really worried about Crush 3D kind of screwing the pooch.
Why? It's just a port of the PSP game and the PSP game.
Oh, it's not a port. It appears to be a... either a remake or basically a sequel. I mean, have you seen the graphics on that thing?
Speaking the character of remakes looks like that, I'm shocked they made. Yeah, because wasn't Crush? I'm sorry. Wasn't Crush a huge flop? It was a huge flop because it was really badly handled by Sega. Like, they announced it one day on the website. They didn't even have a press release or anything for it. They just showed up on the Sega.com website. No commercials.
This was before Sega Saturn.
This is before Sega had a community team, so nobody was talking about it.
And so the only thing, the only coverage we got was well, you Seganers, we figured it out that it was on there. And yeah, it was pretty bad. So I don't know.
Well, you know, in regards to Crush 3D, as long as its level design is good, I think it has a chance of being really cool. But it really does look like they kind of screwed up the art style, don't you think? I mean, it doesn't really have the atmosphere of the PSP game.
Not really, it doesn't, but we'll see. A lot of people complain about the main character in the first game, so
I'll just complain about it. Really? Why do they not like about him?
I don't know, he looked like he was wearing a fucking robe all the time and shit. Well, he's not
yeah, nice. He's sleeping.
Yes. But I don't know, I forgot why they complained. I'm sure that's probably why. What do you think about Rise of Nightmare? You think that's going to be a fucking AAA title?
Connect.
I really don't know about... I really don't know anything about...
I don't think anybody knows anything about the game.
No.
Well, there's been barely any information whatsoever.
And I think that's what's scaring me about the game. It's like, they're either going to, like, waiting for, like, a big announcement at E3 with Microsoft or something.
Could be.
Or they're just, like, too afraid to show anything.
I think that'd be exciting to see it during the Microsoft press conference. I don't... Have they done a Sega game in a long time at any of the...
I think they did one for Valkyrie Chronicles. Remember when Sony called it a PSP game, the first one?
Oh, God.
It's like the last one.
The only time I remember a Sega game ever being talked about at any of the press conferences was Ghost Squad for the Wii. I think it got like a title card or something.
Okay.
Oh, and also the that canceled early PS3 exclusive from Sonic Team. The Sony was making a big deal out of it. What's it called? FPS?
I really don't remember. I guess that was the first-person shooter.
Weird.
I think it's called FPS. Like,
wait a minute. Sonic Team was doing a first-person shooter?
Yes. I forgot the name of the game. It was canceled, though, obviously.
Shadow and Sega All-Stars Shooters.
it had three words, and like it was like FPS if you put it together. No.
Fast.
Platforming.
It's Saga, I think. Yeah. Let's get back. Anytime they go Alpha Sonic, they actually tend to do a pretty good job on their original titles.
Billy Hatcher?
Yeah, Billy Hatcher's a so-so, but I mean, Phantasy Star Online and Knights and Burning Rangers.
Well, yeah, but back during the Saturn days, everything Sonic Team touched turned into gold. Now they've got like the reverse Midas touch and everything they touch turns into crap. I can't imagine having that kind of thing.
You throw a game that could be so simple to make, like Knights 2, and they just like can somehow turn into shit.
Well, I will say
that.
Huh?
With the daytime levels of Sonic Unleashed and the Sonic Colors in general, I'd say they're at least improving over what they used to do.
Yeah.
That's rare.
Yeah, I mean, they have not gone lower than Sonic 2006. I will give them credit for that. I mean, unless you're in Sega, who thinks Black Knight was worse, they haven't really been able to go worse than Sonic 06. And it's good for them. I think that they're going back up now in their quality. Like, they've learned their lesson about screwing people over.
Yeah.
And here's the problem with Sonic 06 is that it just wasn't complete. Like, it was the most horrible game I ever played in my entire life.
It's awful.
Yeah.
Like, talking to the guy, really? hey, Sonic, here's the fucking your shoes. Loading, loading. Put them on. Loading, loading. And then you put them on, it's like loading, loading. And then, like,
Sonic 06, technically, it was just broken. I mean, the controls, the frame rate, the graphics,
it's
the
not
loading,
a game.
The moves, everything, nothing worked. And the level design was slow, and the characters were slow. I mean, wow.
Yeah.
And then you compare Sonic Unleashed. Why couldn't they just be Sonic Unleashed in the first place? Sorry. Sonic 06 nearly destroyed my interest in Sega, so I'm a little passionate.
Okay, I'm back.
Yo.
What, man? You guys take a dump?
Nope, I just got kicked out somehow.
Oh,
I banned you.
Yeah, Rising Nightmares was a pretty good, well, it could be a good title. And I hope they do a big, exclusive Microsoft on-stage demo.
That'd be nice. And it could be a surprise. It could be a part like House of the Dead DNA, where it's kind of a semi-spin-off or in the same vein.
Yeah, like Zombie Revenge.
Could be the same developers. You never know.
You gotta ask that.
It's so weird. I don't get video games still, because it's like, you see things coming out and you go, oh, who made that? And they're like, Sega. Who's the director?
Oh,
it's a Sega game.
How does Rise of Nightmare work exactly? I know it's supposed to be a horror simulator of some sort, but
it's like shooting. According to the Sega website, you use your full body to punch zombies in the face.
Yeah, use weapons, use axes, chainsaws. The only thing I don't get is how you do free movement, because I've played a lot of Kinect games, and I've yet to see free movement done, but I can kind of get how you do it. Maybe you lean forward a little and your character moves
forward. Turn your shoulders or something.
Because I don't...
Arguably on the rail where you just, like, punch stuff that's coming at you.
That could be. I mean, I think people who haven't tried Kinect would be surprised by how minute a movement it actually picks up. So it could work. If you lean forward just a few inches, it would be able to tell that you're moving forward.
Barry the Nomad, more like Barry the Salesman.
So,
one thing I'll say about Kinect, it works the way they say it works.
Honestly, can I admit something real quick?
Uh-oh.
Go ahead.
My Kinect, it's like in a closet somewhere. I have not used that in so long.
Well, you don't have any games to play on.
It's going to determine whether or not it comes out of that closet at some point.
Child of Eden comes out in, 2 weeks?
And how do you think Shadow of Eden is looking?
Good.
It does look beautiful, and I'm tempted to pre-order it from GameStop just to get this poster that they're offering.
I was listening to Garnet Lee on Weekend Confirmed, and he was talking about Shadow of Eden. They said they really loved it. It has the controller option, but they say that just using the hands-free Kinect is actually a much better option.
Well, I really hope it is, because it does look like
it otherwise.
It does look like I could save the Kinect for a lot of hardcore gamers, including myself.
Okay, what do you guys think about it not being downloadable title anymore?
Great.
I don't know, is it making it longer or something? Because it didn't seem like it delayed it or anything. It's like, alright, we're still coming out at the same time, but now you pay $60 for it.
Project Gideon was going to be downloadable?
So I heard there's E3 that it got such a good reception that it turned out to be a full retail title.
Well, you know, maybe they improved the budget and put more people on to increase the content.
But it's published by who? Ubisoft?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what happened to that title, right? No publisher wanted to take it for a while. I forgot who was going to take it. I did a few articles on it back on Saint Earth, and it was he's been working on it for a while, and it went from I think it was Atari that was going to publish it.
That would have been cool.
And Atari, it wasn't, I guess, not good enough, so he went to Ubisoft.
Ubisoft, I don't know, they've been doing that with their games. Like, Rayman Origins is now going to be a disc release.
Yeah, it is disc release now?
It's going to be, it's coming out this holiday on disc.
Anyway.
I was thinking about that.
Yeah. I think Ubisoft has been improving. The only problem with them as a publisher is that they release so much shit. Like,
yeah.
I'm going to their press conference on the Monday of E3.
What's up?
And you're picking me up some E3 swag.
Right
before you're picking up the
airport. Right. Speaking of, I'm doing Konami tomorrow, which I'm happy about.
Why did you do Konami stuff?
I got invited.
By who?
By Konami.
Konami.
I'm all like writing sexy letters. I guess once I
became press, I started getting E3 invites out the door in my email.
Talk about Konami. They have shit games, don't they? Like, what else do they have besides Metal Gear Solid?
Frogger.
They have Silent Hill.
Those games suck. Next.
They didn't. They didn't always suck. They used to be pretty good.
It's like me telling you. Like, Sega had Panzer Dragoon in '95. So
Panzer Dragoon Orta came out in 2003, and it was so awesome that, in my opinion, it should count as
an awesome Xbox
in the next 10 years.
Anyway,
I really don't know much about Konami's lineup. Again, I don't really follow them.
Who are their mascots?
Who?
Frogger, I think, is one of their mascots.
Dig Dug? I don't know.
No, that's Namco.
I can't.
Fuck Namco. So you got, you're gonna go to Ubisoft? Give me some swag for Assassin's Creed. I'm gonna be honest with you. I hate Assassin's Creed with a passion. But this last week, I've been playing Part 2 like nonstop. Even though I should be playing the Virtual Tennis 4. I'd still play it though. But I don't know. That game just got me. I don't know how it got me. But I like the history thing.
Well, 2 was much better than 1 was.
Yeah, Part 1 sucked, Dick.
So, yes, Assassin's Creed, the original is really disappointing. I mean, I'm really looking forward to that game because it looks like it's going to be the first real next-gen title.
It felt like a tech demo.
So boring after the first hour. So boring.
Yeah, so I'm excited for Revelation. So. Hopefully they put some character into Altair.
According to NSEGA, Shadow Legends, Microsoft's E3 is going to suck. They're apparently opening up with Modern Warfare 3.
Okay.
Then they will spend the show making it all about the next. The Gears of War and the Halo remake.
Yay!
And the only games using a controller.
I've been hearing rumor of some kind of hardware surprise for Microsoft.
It could happen.
I think what they're going to do is they're going to open it up for Windows Phone 7 Mango to be like their next handheld. And they're probably going to hype up titles for it, which is not a bad idea, technically, because there's a lot of money to be made in mobile phone gaming.
Mm-hmm.
And it's syncing up with the Xbox, so I guess it kind of, you know, makes sense to do it in the E3. Because, well, Windows Phone 7 needs something to sell it, at least.
Sure.
So, I wouldn't be surprised if they showed the Windows Phone 7 games. But as it being all Kinect, I wouldn't be surprised either because they have a pretty big user base now too, 10 million.
Yep.
Yeah, it would be really stupid for Microsoft not to put a whole lot of effort into the Kinect. I mean, as far as hardcore gamers are concerned. They all own an Xbox 360. Xbox 360 is going to get most of the multi-platform titles that come out over the next 3 or 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
They basically got the hardcore market locked up. But the problem is, while the hardcore market buys a lot of software, they're not large enough to make Xbox 360 the number one console, which is why they now need to cater to the casual gamer.
I don't think 360 is going to be number one this generation. Maybe next gen, but...
Well, Microsoft...
current generation, I think they already are number one.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't really go that far yet. We'll have to see. But Microsoft has definitely done really well this generation.
Compared to last gen, yes.
Yeah,
very well.
All things considered, I mean, they're ahead of Sony by a little bit.
3 million.
That's a huge deficit in Japan. And... They've been able to like more than double the amount of consoles that they sold in the same span of time. I mean, it's really incredible.
How many of those are repaired consoles or console replacements for the ones that have been fucked? I've got
this. True.
360s myself.
But let's be honest though, like I don't think Sony wants to win. I think like they love losing money. Like they're like, let's lose some fucking money this fucking generation. Because first of all, a shitty launch. Fucking no games, and they finally got the fucking really, like, good exclusives coming out. PSN fucking hacked. It's like, yes, fuck is over, who cares?
We don't give a shit, we'll just release this game.
He's like, you want to just fucking fix it right now in 5 minutes? Nah, let's wait a month. I'm not telling anybody anything.
Anyway, Shadow Legend was actually making a prediction, was what I guess said. Those haven't actually been announced, but...
What's your predictions on the top three, what are they going to show?
I think Microsoft is going to have a diverse lineup. I don't think it's going to be all about Kinect. I think they only have like two platforms to talk about, the Xbox and the Kinect. And they should be able to divide their time equally between the two platforms, maybe mix them up. And I think they're going to end the show on a high note with either a Halo remake announcement or something completely original that's going to blow the top off the house. I do think they have at least one original hardcore controller-based game that they have not talked about. I would be surprised if they didn't. In regards to Nintendo, I really think that they're going to be pretty obvious. They're going to talk about 3DS. They're going to make some Wii announcements. And then the last 15 minutes of the show, they're going to talk about the campaign.
The feel.
And hopefully they will talk about specs. Because Nintendo is going to market their system to the hardcore gamer. They're going to have to say, this is how powerful it is, to get people excited, especially since I don't think there's, even if the console is significantly more powerful than a PS3, I don't think you're going to see much of a difference. I mean, we've all heard about the whole diminishing demand, case of diminishing returns thing in regards to hardware, where you need to pump out more and more powerful hardware to get a noticeable bump in the graphics. Mm-hmm. And I don't think the Cafe is going to be that sort of console, especially since it's from Nintendo, and they're probably not going to be pricing it too high, and they're going to want to make a profit. It's going to be more of a Dreamcast rather than an actual Xbox or GameCube.
So it's going to be awesome?
It's going to be awesome, but it's not going to like the GameCube or Xbox of this generation. It's going to be more like the Dreamcast or the PlayStation.
What about Sony? They said they're going to have a 5-hour conference. That's like...
Oh
hours.
My god, I forgot about that.
The first 2 hours are going to be apologies.
obviously Sony's going to apologize big time about PSN, and I really hope that the PlayStation stores up by then, because...
Developer says it's going to be a Friday.
Oh, thank god. Okay, so they're at least going to have that. So they're obviously going to apologize. But I think they're going to spend most of the show bragging about PlayStation 3 exclusives and the NGP. We're not going to see anything from the PSP. It's going to be all about new PSP content, PSN. Then they're going to spend the last half hour of the show showing off the NGP and bragging about how powerful it is. And hopefully we'll also get a price point for it.
Because
we'll hopefully have to $400.
Yes, Racer.
Barry. I pretty much agree with all that. I think Microsoft will talk a lot about Kinect, but I think this time it's actually going to be kind of exciting because people aren't sitting at home waiting to pick one up. They actually have one sitting in their house, and hopefully they'll announce some new features that will launch during the conference. Like, they have one where you can, I guess it's not exciting or anything, but I think it's kind of cool. You can have, like, virtual chat rooms where your little avatar moves and mouth moves.
So it's like home?
Yeah, basically. But, I mean, it looks like you can record to YouTube with that, so I was thinking about doing some things with Maidman, if that actually happens. You could have, like...
What's going to happen?
Have a talk show. Talk about Kinect and how much we love Kinect.
I tell you guys to do a talk show about Sega, and you're like, no, I'm not doing a talk show about Sega. That's fucking gay.
Yeah, we're going to talk about Kinect. It's awesome. Whatever. And, I think it would be smart for them to talk about Kinect because, like you guys were saying, you know, if they ignore it, then people are going to assume they think it's a failure. But if they talk about it too much, people are going to get aggravated and be like, talk about the hardcore. So,
but at the same time, they really need to acknowledge enough Kinect software because right now it's just it's just dry. There's just nothing.
Yeah,
which is why I think Rise of Nightmares is a good show.
The Kinect is not something for the hardcore gamer. And casual gamers, they don't need a new, big, awesome game every single month.
True.
So hardcore gamers, we already have a console that's getting plenty of hardcore games. It's called an Xbox 360. So, you know, I mean, the Kinect only gets a few games every now and then.
I think the only problem with 360...
I've heard all that much.
360 is that they should get some exclusive stuff going with their games. Like, I'm not trying to be a dick or anything, but like Mortal Kombat had like Kratos for the PS3, and like Portal 2 had like Portal 1 and 3. And then what's the other game that has an exclusive? Oh, Virtual Tennis.
Yeah, they had more tennis players.
It's like what's up? What's going on here? Like,
and Sony,
Alan Moore had a case exclusive stuff.
I actually bought the PS3 version of L.A. Noire because of the exclusive content. And I never tried a PS3 game that's multi-platform because I barely use it these days. I really just have my Xbox 360 and I like buying everything for that.
I think Microsoft should be more on the, you know, put some extra content on there, you know, kind of thing. You know, if somebody didn't get exclusive content, they should, like, try to demand the developers make their exclusive, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So they tend to do that with Call of Duty. Call of Duty gets a lot of timed exclusive DLC, which won't show up on PSN for, like, 4 to 5 months?
3 months.
Well, about this timed exclusivity is that Microsoft doesn't really need to do it anymore. I mean, they won in America, and they're doing decently in Europe and in Japan.
They're going to do as best as they're going to do.
In Japan, they could get Dragon Quest. They could get the next Dragon Quest. And that thing will still sell like it's made of shit.
You gotta be honest with you. I think Square Enix and that Dragon Quest franchise are like intertwined with Nintendo now. Like, they're like buddy-buddy.
Oh, I don't know about that. I mean,
they were published in America. Yeah, man, we'll publish it for you.
The only way Microsoft can win Japan is if they get Monster Hunter exclusive somehow.
They have to get Monster Hunter, Dragon Quest, Final Fantasy, Professor Layton. They just have to monopolize the market to get people to buy their system. Because they have tried everything at this point to get people to buy it.
Make a sequel to Lost Odyssey, please.
I didn't care for that.
Well, then fuck you, then. That's this is what I think is going to happen. Nintendo's going to come out, show some charts. Like, what's up? Look at all these girls that play their Pokemon games. And then they're going to tease a new console, and then they're going to give us some 3DS Pokemon game. And then everybody's going to be happy already about 3DS because that's Pokemon. And then I think that's what I'm... And then they're probably going to announce a lot of badass games.
Yeah.
For the Project Cafe, but we're not going to get them until like 4 years. And then they show the Wii stuff, like, you know, Zelda and
Last Story.
There was a Kirby game that was supposed to come to the Wii. Another one.
Yarn.
Oh, after that.
Oh, well, then they'll probably show that.
They're making another Kirby game. It's one that's been in development since the GameCube.
Right.
Yeah. It's going to suck. Yeah. Anyway, that's what I say. Always a doubter. I think Microsoft is going to do Modern Warfare. They love showing Modern Warfare now. I don't think it's good for them because it's not their franchise. But they're going to show Modern Warfare. They're probably going to show Kingdom.
Oh, right.
And they're going to show Gears of War 3 about how cool, you know, exclusive stuff is. Like, you know, one last hype push. And then they're probably going to show a new Halo.
Yeah.
I don't know if new, but like a new Halo title. It could be a remake. It could be a Halo 4. They just show something Halo. And then they can show Kinect. And then, like I said, I think they're going to show some mobile stuff for Mango. Don't laugh at me, man. And then Sony's probably going to have like Kevin Butler make some stupid fucking idiotic fucking... not even a joke, like, there's a fucking dumbass speech.
I love Kevin.
5 hours.
I love Kevin Butler.
I like his commercials. I don't like him coming on stage telling me he's a gamer. He's like 55 years old.
It's gonna be like this South Park cartoon where the one guy was apologizing, lying naked on a Periscope, going, sorry.
Sorry.
Sorry. Sorry.
I think that's what they're gonna do. They're probably gonna show a big old, like, thing on Twisted Metal and Resistance 3. Uncharted 3 is probably going to have a big multiplayer presence. Because that's what the selling point of that game is now. And they're probably going to announce a few exclusives, I assume. And they're also going to show more Starhawk, I guess.
Ooh.
They're probably going to show off the agent.
Do you know anything about Starhawk yet?
Yeah, they already have, like, gameplay videos online.
Is there any single player?
Not that I know of yet.
No, I want a single player space game, damn it.
Well, it's going to have single player in it. They already announced that.
Oh.
But they haven't showed it. I said they haven't showed anything yet.
Oh, okay.
Check out the PlayStation Nation podcast from about 2 weeks prior. They talk. They got the hands-on on Star Talk, and they talk a ton about it.
And I think they're going to show the agent finally. Hopefully, at least a video. That's not enough to be vaporware. I think Microsoft might have a big surprise, and I think the surprise might be that Final Fantasy 13 Versus is going to be multi-platform, which I don't really care.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day. But it'll be good for those Square Enix fans to stuck with a 360. Like Shadow, the guy that writes that are tight.
And Sega.
And Sega, sorry.
Well, I'm just saying the other name for people know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, on my E3 predictions, pretty much the same thing. I mean, Nintendo's going to focus a lot on the new Project Cafe and talk that up. I think the Wii's going to take a back burner this year, and it's going to be much less hype, just like GameCube when the Wii was introduced. GameCube took a huge...
Skyward Sword is going to be a launch title for Cafe?
Possibly.
No,
I still think it's coming the Wii, because the Skyward Sword's graphics are not that great. They're just good, you know?
They're incredible.
I still think it'll be the Wii, so... that'll be Wii's last big hurrah, I believe, is Skyward Sword for Cafe hits. And then I think the major focus will probably be on 3DS itself.
That Sonic the Hedgehog game that looks like that looks pretty crap. Let's be honest, who wants to play an HD game in a little small screen with a dumbass 3D filter? Like that 3D thing.
I didn't until they said that there were...
Let's not forget, it's going to be its own title.
Yeah.
Its own left.
Yes, yeah, Barry didn't want to play it until you heard I hated the idea.
No, I didn't want to play
Street Fighter 4 3D looks insane in 3D. It looks like a great game.
It's not really 3D, like, we generally assume it's 3D. It just looks like you're looking inside a box.
Kind of like that, yeah. It's all about depth. Nothing really pops out at you, except in Super Monkey Ball, they did have some stuff where... like these little candy canes that you come by look like they're poking you right in the eyeball.
That sounds delightful.
Depends on the developer itself.
I guess it does depend. I thought Pilot Wings was fucking crap.
Yeah, Pilot Wings didn't have that much depth to it either.
I thought
Microsoft
was the best examples of 3D aside from maybe Monkey Ball.
Up the shit.
And the plane looks like it's suspended above the screen to me.
The only product that was 3D for pilings for me is when I was getting close towards a platform where I had to do the little jet thing to get into the square. Other than that, it didn't really do that much for me.
It's probably time to get back on the Stegatron. Why don't we have some wild E3 predictions, some Sega titles that we want to see when we come to E3.
Jet Set Radio 3, Panzer Dragoon 4.
Didn't we already talk about this?
Yeah, we did.
Oh, no. We sort of talked a little bit about it, but now we're making our past predictions.
Dreams?
Not realistic predictions. Oh, okay.
Okay, Shinmi 3, fucking... I'd rather have new IPs, though, for some of the greats. Like, I want to see a new Yusuke game.
That'd be nice.
Like, I just want to see what the man could do, you know? He got a console game going, you know? Like,
yeah.
I think if he did Shinmi 3, I think a lot of people would be disappointed by it. Just because they had to wait so long.
Yeah, I mean, Yakuza's pretty much doing what Shenmue did before. And it's kind of...
Don't say that.
I think Something Noir actually is a pretty good example of what Shinmi 3 should do.
Don't say that!
Noir, though, is very linear compared to, like, any of those other open world games.
Interesting.
Well, it's not really an open world game, honestly.
No, it's not.
Shenmue was about being a detective in LA.
Yeah, I mean, in Shenmue, you can stop and do, play with the little arcade games or the
Pokemon
machines, play
wrestle
the toys, wrestle the kids, take care of the cat.
Actually, you can't wrestle with the kids. That's why Cube hates the game.
What, wrestling children?
Yes.
Wrestle the children and
they shouldn't be. They shouldn't be wrestled. Out. They should be hugged.
Hey. That needs to be arrested.
Hey, schoolboy.
Hey, all right, so George, what do you want to see? What magical imaginary game do you want to see from Sega this year?
Internal Champions 4? 3? 3, there you go. No, I hated that franchise, but I would like to see a new big RPG. Like, I want to see Sega do a game where all their, like, Japanese teams, you know, the original teams, they all kind of, like, you know, go together and they make this big title, you know? Kind of like how Ubisoft has all their teams working on Assassin's Creed franchise.
Mm-hmm. I want to see Phantasy Star 5. Not online at all.
That's story based. Well, I mean, you think people would get like kind of angry at the like how unfair they and how like dated the system would be? I mean, Phantasy Star 4 and 3 are pretty outdated compared to like new RPGs. New people are like used to like Fallout.
Well, they don't have to keep the same gameplay engine.
But then if you move it, people would get angry.
Yeah, it's always a slippery slope when you're trying to
revive a classic.
Make a sequel to a classic. Mm.
I think, I don't know, I think they should keep it turn-based, but try to make it a little more, like, as fun for people. Make it a lot more upgradable, weapons and stuff. And more emphasis on exploring. That would get me.
But
go on.
I'd like to see them port all of their Sega Ages, all their Sega Ages games onto Xbox Live and PlayStation Network.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see a new Shenmue. I want to see Space Channel 5 on the Kinect.
Actually, why don't you talk to, when if you go over there and you ask him if they have the digital fucking brand, because, you know, Sega America's doing digital crap now.
Yeah.
There has to be a digital manager, fucking faggy guy, next to the... I hope they don't hear me.
What?
Hello,
I hope that this guy
has
listened to this.
Yeah, anyway, like, you know, there has to be a brand manager for, like, the digital titles. Ask him, why don't you fucking do the Japanese PS2 releases of the ages? Like, I've been wondering why they don't do that. Like, they just sit there like, that's pretty cool that they remake it. Let's port Phantasy Star 2 again.
What really sucks is we only got... we only got, like, the really crappy ones.
Right.
That's done
the ones by, I handpicked. Yeah. He told me to say to pick them. I'm like, oh, give me all the crappy ones.
But then when they started making them good and start making all these, like, cool packages, like the Panzer Dragoon thing that came with a Panzer Dragoon music box. They made a music box for this. I mean, my God.
Japan gets all the good stuff from Sega. This is ridiculous. And I don't know Japanese, so I'm kind of, like, jealous of, like, our Japanese readers, because, you know, all that's chicken scratch language.
I want to get that Yakuza of the Dead, please.
Yeah, me too. I want to taste that it goes down like honey.
Anyway,
I'd love to see a Crazy Taxi 4. Only
online?
Online, or they could put do a downloadable title, but get rid of the stupid jump button and bring back all the ramps.
I was going to say they should get rid of this jump button and just make it a double jump button.
Oh, Lord, no. Once they did the jump button, it took out a lot of the fun of the game to me.
I think they said that they should make the next Crazy Taxi game take place in the future.
Future Taxi.
A taxi that flies.
It could be like a tie-in with like Gears of War.
Or that.
Really, yeah, so it's like, Marcus, like, I need to go over here, and then you just drive him?
Or Crazy Taxi Neo Tokyo.
Before? I mean, the world is destroyed in Gears of War.
Well, so what? It could be like Mortar Storm Apocalypse, or whatever. It could be like a Titan of that game, too. It could be two Titans.
I think they more could Space Channel 5 and, like, bust the little aliens and...
I'm being sarcastic, by the way. Hopefully you know that.
Well... I don't always get the sarcasm. I'm a moron like that. Anyway, yeah, I just want to see sequels to old franchises.
Why don't they just make a Space Channel 5 Kinect game?
I believe Alex mentioned that, yeah, because that would actually kind of make sense. You can point in different directions for the choo-choo or up-down, actually do the dances.
But it comes with, like, a Oola Log outfit, and you have to dress like Oola Log. The camera doesn't come out.
They
won't let you play
for Jaguar.
And you know, it could probably also work
for Space Michael.
It takes pictures of you while you're playing and upload them to the Sega website.
I do it.
It can also probably work on PlayStation Move. Because Space Channel 5
It really would just need to follow your upper body, right?
Yeah, and so she's got kind of bike thing. So yeah, connect for the kid to move some hips, you know, you can make some moves with little hips, you know. It'd be really sexy. But I think Move already has the House of the Dead part thing.
All right.
So, oh right, I completely forgot about that.
And have
this is so fucking awesome.
I'm contemplating buying the $60 Move thing. I saw it like on Amazon used, $60. The camera, that stupid sports game, and that shitty dildo thing. So I'm contemplating it. I'll wait though.
That solution works pretty well. I will say that.
Yeah, I like sports game
software for it.
I'm just waiting for E3. Hopefully they announce a price drop on Move. That way I can pay even less.
And surprisingly, it does work good on like first person shooter controls. It's much more accurate than the Wii is with that stuff. That's played through Killzone 3 using Move, and I really enjoyed it.
What the hell's up with Virtual Tennis 4? Like, they're all talking about how the Move controller is going to reboot, you know, going to change the fucking way you play the game.
No, it doesn't.
And you can only play in exhibition matches? Oh, yeah. All right. You didn't fucking bother playing the whole game.
No, it's like a mini game, essentially.
It's like, that's pretty cool to say. I mean, marketing campaign up on it, and you just fucked it up. It's cool.
I mean, I did it with the Kinect, and it works, and once you get into it, it is fun, but it's not Virtua Tennis. It's just, it's like playing it's like playing Kinect Sports, but with a Virtua Tennis visuals to it, you know?
What do you think about the game? A little too much like the old ones?
I love it. I mean, I like that they changed the world, too, or I know a lot of people are bitching about that, but... I mean, either you are playing a game that feels exactly like the World Tour in Virtua Tennis 3, or you're doing something completely different. And I liked it, too, because it actually forces you to play games if you ran on a spot.
Yeah. So. I don't know. I'm just enjoying the PS3 exclusive mini games very.
Oh, and those tennis players, too. Those exclusive.
Yeah, those are my favorite ones to pick.
They make the game completely different. It's like playing a brand new game.
If you're even playing the real game, dude, we should just call it 3.5. I'm not going to be mean or anything, but you pretty much got shit, that's all. I'm not going to be an asshole.
You're right.
You should trade in your 360 for PS3, and then we can play online.
Yeah. Anyway, we're kind of going off topic again, and we're running a little long. So
we should shut it off right now.
All right.
I didn't get my Microsoft or... PlayStation predictions in.
Go in. So we'll see.
Okay, it was pretty much the same as everyone else. I think Microsoft would concentrate on the Kinect. They might have I'm hearing rumors of some kind of hardware surprise. They might have something there. Sony, I don't know why they're 6 hours long. Some people are thinking it's going to be a concert.
Kevin Butler's going to have a fucking 1 hour speech.
Probably. It's going to be a lot of apologizing, but I think they're going to hype the NGP like crazy. I don't think they're going to talk about the old PSP at all. I think it's going to be just swept under the rug now.
Did anybody get a Microsoft press conference
stickers?
No, I didn't get, if I would have gotten invited to the main three, I would have been to one of those for sure.
Dude, seriously, if Microsoft ever invited me to any event, I'd go because they just give away shit like Oprah.
Yeah, like last year was, oh, you get a new game console! They ain't even in stores yet.
But yeah.
I feel like Jason, that.
Keep on going. Sorry for the interrupting.
No, that's pretty much it. I mean, I'm hearing rumors of the reason it's 6 hours from Sony is that they're going to have to throw some kind of Lady Gaga concert or something.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, Lady Gaga rocks. Kevin Butler with Lady Gaga.
Oh, man.
1E3.
I'd make so many animated GIFs out of that.
Can't wait. Nintendo's going to give us some really good GIF moments, I'm pretty sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I heard that Zelda Williams actually did some videos with them a few weeks ago.
Yeah, Robin Williams' daughter, Zelda, is named after the Zelda from Legend of Zelda.
That could be interesting. Probably not.
Oh, man, there's anything I hate is Robin Williams' like knuckles. They're all like hairy. Oh man, it's
cool. Everything on Robin Williams is hairy.
It's HD. Check this video out of Robin Williams' knuckles. No.
Anyway, anything else you guys want to talk about, or are we done?
I'm good.
All right, let's all say our goodbyes.
Goodbye, people on the internet.
Goodbye.
Well, hope you enjoyed listening to our rants. Oh, and one more prediction. Duke Nukem's going to be delayed again.
Actually, it's already gone gold, and they already have copies printed.
Ah, okay. For it. Okay, much for that. Okay.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Hasta luego.